Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live in Seattle, Washington on a beautiful fall day. So I appreciate you being here today, and I want to say that we offer many intuitive and healing readings on the show. I've had some email requests, but you're welcome to call during the show, 202-570-7057. So my work and my show are about helping you to help yourself love yourself and tap your natural, intuitive, and healing abilities. That's how we live our best lives. And it isn't always easy, but it is always worth it. And today, before we really launch into the show, I'd like to take a moment and send some love and healing and peace to our fellow Americans who have been through a couple of big storms in recent weeks, most recently Hurricane Irma, and who are digging out from hurricanes and flooding and wildfires here in the Northwest and California, and earthquakes and heat and drought. And sometimes it feels like nature is overwhelming us, but we send peace and love and all good, healthy, positive energy to all those who are digging out from whatever it is that is affecting them today. And also a moment to remember the events of 9/11 and to support those families who are still grieving. And so this week, it's very fitting with all of the work we've done to just keep ourselves going through very difficult economic climate issues here between hurricanes and wildfires, is to talk about sacred work. What is sacred work? What does it mean for us? And how can we do it? But first, let's launch into the show with a tapping into the crystal Fallon, the citrine Lemurian quartz, and just doing this brief meditation to help clear us out and give us a boost of energy for this coming week. So you will experience Fallon however your intuition works, whatever's strongest. So you may see this gold light, you may hear him chat with you, just feel his energy. Or if you're one of those like me who just knows things, just know that you are tapped into him in this moment and in this hour. And to use that energy for what needs to be boosted in your life. So as you take a deep breath, imagine that you're taking your mind, body, and spirit just right down at your crown chakra and as top of your head. And as you breathe down your face, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet, top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and just clear out all concerns and keep hanging in there. And now as you take your attention to your feet, breathe up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your neck, your face, and the top of your head. And just breathe that gold light that is Fallon into your heart. And with each beat of your heart, just feel that flood your body with healthy, positive energy. and know that that energy will be connected to you during the show. So I understand we have a caller on the line. Is she still there?
She's here.
Hey, she's here. Hi, it's Robin.
Hi, it's Galadriel. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. We finally get a chance to chat instead of Facebook, huh?
Yeah.
Who knew? How are you, my friend? And how's your beautiful granddaughter?
Oh, my gosh. She's just lovable and sweet and doing well, thriving.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's just
Is she home from the hospital?
Yeah, she ended up being there 90 days.
Wow.
So she's been home a little while. She's, let's see, May, June, July, August. She's 5 months now.
Yes, so we should let callers know that you have a little granddaughter who was born early.
Yeah.
But a lot of love and support and great hospital, and she's thriving, as you say.
Amazing. From
it is awesome.
8 pounds to, I don't even know, Danica hasn't, my daughter hasn't been saying how much she weighs now, but she's just chubby and happy, so.
That is awesome. So
yeah.
What made you call in today? What's up with you?
Well, a lot of good stuff.
Awesome.
I'm just feeling really happy and in my spirit, and tomorrow's my 65th birthday.
Happy birthday, and my friend.
Thank you. I'm having like a whole bunch of changes coming up. I've been struggling with the person that I bought this mobile home from. I'm going to be building a tiny house, and I'm trying to get my title for this place. Found out that there's a lien on it. There's been no legal activity on it since 1998.
Oh, my God.
So, right? And so I kind of told the realtor that now handles the rental of the spaces that, look, you know, give me my deposit back and I'll go away. Because I would really like to be out of here, and I don't want to do a whole court thing because I don't know how long that'll take, and I want to move to the farm where my tiny house is going to be.
You know, it feels like this person, there's somebody just hanging on to it and is very, very stubborn about hanging on to it. Doesn't feel like it's going to be easy. I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but it feels like this just huge energetic grab.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know this person before?
You know what? Here's the deal is I saw who he was immediately, spiritually. He's in his 90s. I was really desperate to buy a place. I knew he was not above board, and I just wanted to hurry up and spend the money I had so it wouldn't get frittered away. So
yeah.
I feel like, well, I went in open-eyed, so if I end up walking away, that it's not like I didn't know where I was going. I got a read on him right away. And that's what he
did,
that's his MO, what you're talking about. He sells these trailers over and over and over because people get tired of fighting with him about their titles or because he won't fix things or that kind of stuff. He's a slumlord. I've had to call the health department on him. I was hoping that he would be glad to get rid of me.
All right. So remember you're on air here, so we don't want to talk about him too much.
Okay.
But here's another way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
You have, you're a very strong intuitive and healer, okay, personally,
mm-hmm.
but, and that's what this show is about, but what you should consider doing is partnering up with the place you're living in and
mm-hmm.
the place you want to go to. They're alive too, right? So this
right.
place you're, you're living in has been kicked around and made to feel insecure and that it's not offering a proper home to the people. So do a cleansing.
Okay.
Keep sea salt out. Flush the sea salt down the sink as soon as you feel that it's, you know, tired out. And
okay.
then do a real clearing and say, okay, house, please help me. I appreciate what you've done for me to keep me here, to make it safe, but I need to move to this other place. And so help me let go of you and help this person who owns you to let go of me. And literally
okay.
sever those energetic ties. And
okay.
then invite that place to look at the little tiny house that you want to build and start mm-hmm. putting your energy and your thoughts in the new place.
Okay. All right. I did land.
Does that make sense?
Barefooted. Yes. And you know what? I've been saying that once I leave this house, it's going to fall apart because my energy's been keeping it.
Well, and that's not surprising. Everything has a lifespan, right? I'm sorry you're going
mm-hmm.
through that on top of everything you did to help little Ember keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But a lesson in always, you know, always being mindful about what we're doing. And, you know, life is just like that. It just catches up with us. So don't blame
right.
yourself for anything. Just recognize, okay, you know. It's your opportunity to offer healing and support to this being who might be dying, this home that you're living
mm-hmm.
in, and to transfer
yeah.
that to the other place so that you've pulled out from that. And, you know, once
okay.
you sever your energy from the place, you've also severed it from him. He has no power over you anymore. So
right.
turn it over to your real estate agent or whoever it is and just let them deal with it, because it's like an energy vampire. That's how this person
uh-huh.
gets to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And you cut off that energy.
Okay. Perfect. And you're just sort of like verifying the things I've thought. I went and walked around barefooted where my
okay.
new house is
going to
go.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
We've got to go to break.
Okay.
Hang on for a second.
Okay.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Terry Kent of AmberstonePets.com. Years ago, Terry struggled with fleas and ticks on her four dogs but ruled out pesticides. Then she heard about raw Baltic amber. A fossilized tree resin, raw Baltic amber, has been used for years in Europe to protect cats and dogs from fleas and ticks. Terry founded AmberstonePets.com 8 years ago to offer safe, organic, and beautiful pet collars that naturally repel fleas and ticks. How? The amber's aromatic properties are released into the pet's coat and spread by body oils from friction and body heat. The collars are available in several styles for cats and dogs, from kittens and puppies to giant breeds. Visit AmberstonePets.com, choose raw Baltic amber collars for your pets, and enter Om Times at checkout for free shipping. Order today at AmberstonePets.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. And we're finishing up here with Galadriel. So are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, great. So, you know, I wanted to bring up here to help people understand that there really is a connection between us and the places we live in. Those places mm-hmm. are created to nurture us, first and foremost, whatever form they're in, whether they're in a mobile home or a mansion or a hotel. And mm-hmm. And you're very aware of that, and I'm very aware of that. But what people need to realize is that they're not only aware, they're there to nurture us, and they're very protective of people. And I learned this when I was thinking I was going to sell my condo and buy a house, and I was wandering around, you know, listening to all these places, and I'd never heard it before. And I finally realized, you know, something else was going on. And my real estate agent was smart enough to say, Robin... I don't think you're buying a house here, you know, and so that's the thing that, you know, you need to do in this situation, offer peace and blessing to the place you're in, and mm-hmm. then move on to the other place. So you were talking about walking the land of the new place?
Yeah, I walked it barefooted, and I feel like I need to give it an offering of some sort. I wasn't sure if it was a crystal or like a rock that's special to me or something, but I kind of felt like I needed to put a real connection down there. That
right. You know, yet. I don't feel like you need to do anything like that except just put your hands on the ground.
Okay.
Just just simple energy healing.
Oh, okay.
Just say, you know, I'm loving you. I'm connected to you. And here's that, you know, how you rub your hands together and feel your palms warm up. Well, I've never been able to do that little ball between your hands. That doesn't work for me. I'm not that kind of energy feeler these days. But you can rub your hands. It's the same goddess energy technique that I use for my Facebook Live and at the end of every radio show, just hands on the heart and then offer it out. And that feels like that's all you need to do. And then when you get there and have a conversation with it, you know, just keep the lines of communication open. It doesn't feel like you need to leave a physical object, that the energy of who you are and the desire to be there is more than sufficient. So try that and keep me posted.
Okay, I will do that. And just to let you know, I'm always thanking this house for the roof it provided.
Of course. I know, because you're that kind of a person.
Okay, hon. Thank
well, you
so
are.
Me some... Yeah, I am.
You are. And you know, and you just need to sever your ties to it so that it can let you go and move on to the other place. And so clear it out, too. So that, you know, you've cleared out those. And thanks for calling, and keep me posted on how it goes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Alan. Bye-bye.
Yes, you bet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we're back to the subject of today's show, which is sacred play. Or sacred work. Last week we talked about sacred play. How orca whales hunt salmon, our local orca population hunts salmon, and for them that hunt is life-giving play, and that Beethoven's music is still being sung to by all of us, it hum, singing, joining in, and that my deceased dog Murphy showed up and told me that Beethoven's music was sacred play, and she was singing to it with angels. And play isn't something we give ourselves enough permission to do, but it opens us to joy and creativity. But the work of sacred play, that's kind of where I want to concentrate today, because a lot of people have emailed me about questions about their work, about what am I supposed to do, you know, and it's a central theme. What is my work in the world? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to do it? And it seems that there are a lot of misconceptions out there about our work, and a lot of people beating themselves up for no reason. So work, whatever it is, keeps us grounded and balanced, even when it's tough, because it helps pay the bills, which keeps the roof over your head, you know. And then work goes beyond that, not just the work that we get paid for, but cleaning house, cooking, in my case, washing the animals, other people getting those kids off, packed off to school. You know, the one thing is, I say nobody ever has to make their bed, but beyond that, you know, there's lots of things that have to be done to keep ourselves going every single day. And sometimes it feels like the work will never end. So maybe the question is finding joy and meaning in our work, whatever that is. And one of the ways we do that is by honoring the job that pays the bills. Okay, so there are a lot of people that say, well, I'm in a soul-crushing job, or I hate this job, or I hate that. But, you know, every job is valuable. There are so many jobs out there that I can't do physically because I'm handicapped, but talent-wise as well. I mean, I can paint a wall, but not like a real house painter can do. You know, there are just so many things. I couldn't be a grocery clerk for anything. All the things those people have to remember, oh my gosh, I just admire them. So every job that we do has value, you know, and our first and most important job is to grow our souls. But, you know, how do we do that on a practical daily level? And one of the things we do is honor our jobs by supporting that business, you know, our neighbors in their work, our bosses in theirs. And, you know, ask yourself, is this an honorable business? Is the business itself honorable? So just like my caller and I were talking about her current and her future homes being alive, and they have souls and they have feelings and they're created to do a job, businesses are created to make money, to produce a product or a service that makes money, because money is what we use to pay our bills to keep us alive. But I have heard lots of stories from people recently about businesses that are not honorable or that are literally suffering from very dark attachments. And you can decide for yourself if the business that you work for or the industry you're involved in or the type of work that you're involved in is honorable, and then what that means to you. And it may mean, in some cases, that you can no longer continue to work there. I mean, you have to work there until you can no longer, till you can find a job that pay your bills. Now, years and years ago, I worked for the nuclear power industry. I was just young, so that's my excuse. And I didn't know anything about it. But I was in the communications department, so I learned a lot about nuclear power and nuclear power plants, and I was watching what was going on. And I finally came to the conclusion that I could no longer support the nuclear power industry and what it was doing in the world, and the fact that it just did not make sense when there were sources like wind and solar that, if properly developed and had the billions poured into it, could create power for our country and for the world. And so I made a vow. I started looking for a new job, and I made a vow that I would either get a new job as quickly as possible, or quit if there was a nuclear power accident. And I quit 1 week before Three Mile Island, which was a nuclear disaster in the United States. So I felt good about that. But we don't always have the chance to just quit our job and walk away. And I was young and naive, and I was fortunate that I was out looking. But what can you do to make your work environment the supportive, soul boosting type of environment that works for you and for the other people in that environment? And those are things that everyone who listens to these Om Time shows is smart and capable and spiritually minded and soul minded enough to start creating solutions to those problems and those questions. What will support the business that you're working in, the people that are working in it. What can you do to support it, and should you? And what does that mean for the business itself? There are some businesses that have simply outlived their usefulness, and they know it. And others that have been taken over by, like I said, darker entities. So that's the one thing there. So ask your business what it has to say about itself. Whether you're an entrepreneur in business for yourself or you're working for somebody else, what does that business have to say for itself? You may find that you become really enchanted by how wonderful that business is because you actually stop to find out what it does. Like a grocery store. I mean, how much joy is there in a grocery store? You don't really think about it, but they adore all the people coming in, all of the food that they know is life-giving. And, you know, that's a remarkable thing. And we are really lucky to have it. I mean, there were many, many centuries where things like that just simply weren't available to us. And maybe there is something that you can contribute to the corporate culture that you work in that will make all the difference to it, that will help that culture grow and expand and be even more relevant in the world. So think about those things as you're thinking about how that sacred work matters in your life and in your family's lives. And, you know, it's great to go to a 9-to-5 job and have that those bills paid for, and it's hard to run off and set up your own business and do something that really makes you feel great but may not actually pay the bills. How do you reconcile those? Can you do something that you find passion for on the side at night, on the weekends, or whenever time that you have off when you're not resting and otherwise living your life? Those are things that you can think about in honoring your choice and the choice of the business that you work in. And it's amazing when you start collaborating with these beings that you didn't realize were actually alive and actually they're supporting you. So think about that, and we'll be back after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from Spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Well, Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live on the beautiful September day in Seattle, Washington. So I'm talking about the concept of sacred play and the emails that I get from people who feel like they haven't found their purpose in life, or they haven't found their best job, or they feel stuck in the work that they do. And I honor that. I know that. As I just told the story of the nuclear power plant, I had jobs starting out that really weren't what I wanted to do. And it can be depressing. It can be hard. And people despair because they think the work they do isn't important. Well, you know, when you get right back down to it, to the, you know, the basic philosophy of life, you know, we're here to grow our souls. That's what we came here to do. And every experience helps in that. And I'm not trying to whitewash a bad job. If you have a bad job and you have an alternative, you know, sometimes you're so depressed and so in despair that you can't get up and start looking. And sometimes it's hard to find something in the area that you're in. And you just have to keep working at it and be and network and be resilient, because it can be tough. But I always tell people to negotiate from a place of strength, and that is by keeping your day job. The other thing about keeping your day job is it's practical. Like I said, it pays the bills. And that's a really important thing. So one of the techniques that you can do if you feel like you're stuck and you're not really tapping into that sacredness of your work is to stop and realize, again, that we're here growing our souls, and every experience is an opportunity to do that. And it may not be the happiest thing in the world. Like I said, I think nobody should ever make their bed. That's just my personal philosophy. But some people can't live without doing that. So what works for you is important, but everyone can practice a full deep breathing. And I promise you that this makes a difference in going past the tough issues to find that sacred element of whatever it is that you do. And full deep breathing and exhaling is really something that most of us don't even do. You know, there's a forgot the reverse breathing, something like that, where none of us are actually fully getting air into our bodies. We breathe like to the top of our lungs, but not straight down into our guts. And when you do that, it helps not only clear out your body physically, but also energetically. And that deep breathing and that care of your body also helps you get perspective on things like the work situation you're in. So practice deep breathing. Take a moment to do that. Give yourself a minute or two before you go into a tough meeting, and remember that you are, as all of us are, a sovereign being, and you are in control of your own life. So how does that play out in your work environment? You have a boss. You have to do what your boss tells you to do. And how do you reconcile that with your beliefs? And how do you honor that? Because really, every job is important. And if you walk around town on any given day and you notice all the different jobs that people do, I am just so grateful for all of them. I'm thrilled that we have people that come and collect the garbage and make sure the water is on and the electricity is on, and particularly for parts of our country right now that don't have any of that operating properly. But and other people may not value the jobs that you look at, but do you value your job and why? And so I challenge you to sit down. Why do you value your job? How is it sacred to you? How do you develop and keep your self-esteem and your self-confidence during the day? And those are the things that contribute to making the work that you do sacred. Do you give it your best? That matters. Do you Do you work hard and put in your best every day? Some days, you know, we can't. We're ill, we're discouraged, and we're just like, I've had enough, you know, even though we might love our jobs. But what matters is that for the most part, we do our best every single day, and that's what makes the difference. And that's what makes the business you work for thrive as a business, as that entity of the soul that is that business. But the other question is, what kind of support do you get around you? Not just from your family and friends, but from your spiritual team. So let's look at a few things. To make your work sacred, to make it valuable to you, to make it something that grows your soul, the first thing you do is keep your power. Don't give your power away. Yes, you have to listen to what your boss wants, but you don't have to do something that's wrong, that's illegal, that hurts other people. You don't have to do that. So, you know, don't give your power away and be true to yourself. And loving ourselves is really the biggest thing. I know a lot of people that tell me they have no self-esteem or self-confidence because they feel they're in a soul-crushing job. But what if you said, I love myself regardless, and I love this job because it pays the bills, and it's given me an idea of what I don't want so that I can sift through that to find what I do want and then start looking for that thing. We may not ever find it. We may always be in that particular job. Our circumstances define part of what happens. But you can look for it. You can find leisure time activities that help you grow whatever that sacred connection is to the work that you do. And honor and value every little thing you do every single day, from washing the dogs to making food to cleaning house, because that's how we become authentic. And that's how we really dig deep and learn to love ourselves, so that no one and nothing, not a job, not a family member, not even your own self-doubt gets in the way of loving yourself. And that brings us back to sacred play and sacred work. And those are really, really critical. So question everything. Question why you're doubting your job. Question why you like it. And sit down and make a notebook of the things that are working and not working. And let your intuition join in here. Your seeing, your feeling, your hearing, and your knowing, your intuitive abilities and your healing abilities, to reach out and bring more joy to your work, more peace to the tough days, because, you know, that's what matters. And that's where you need to understand that every single one of us, no matter how we feel, you know, no matter how sometimes we get frustrated in our work, every single one of us matters to the world's work and to our soul's growth. And that is why everything you do makes a difference. But there are some people who call me up and say, well, I was told like years ago by a psychic that by the time I reach this age, which is 45, I should have all of my problems solved and I should have my perfect dream job and everything else. And I'm like, wow, really? Somebody would even think that, let alone say it to you, and you would believe it? You know, nobody can tell you what your future will be. You know, you just keep working for it. And I can speak more authoritatively to that than a lot of people because I lost everything I had when I became handicapped years ago. So I yearned to have a job where I could pay the bills. So I hope no one else ever gets to that level of despair and lack of self-esteem where you're your job doesn't exist because your job right then and there is to work on physical and emotional recovery so you can work. It took me years to regain my health, and I don't want anybody to have to go through that. So I learned to value every single day. And here's another tip. If you're frustrated at your work or you're in pain and suffering physically, go to your buzzer, your oven or whatever it is, set your timer for 20 minutes and yell and scream and cry and rant and rave and whatever it needs to get it out. And then when the buzzer goes off, you walk away from it. That's what I did for years, and I think that helped keep me sane. But it also helped keep me focused on the work. I was writing during that time. I was working on getting healthy. And today I have some books out and more books underway. So it's not always bad. There's a lot that even in the depths of the worst things that you can imagine, there's always hope and working towards a future where things are different. But people tell me, okay, well, I'm going to wait for my spirit guides to tell me what to do. Well, no, you're not, because your spiritual team are there to guide you spiritually. They don't pay rent, they don't buy groceries, and they don't have bodies they have to take care of. So they can be really impractical. They're there to help you with your main job, which is to grow your soul. And the rest of that is up to us. So you may talk to them about what you think about your job, but realize that there are physical jobs that they just may not have any real experience with. And certainly maybe not a lot of common sense. Now, I know that might scare a lot of people who think their spirit guides are everything, but they're there for one thing, spiritual stuff. They don't know about the physical stuff always. So how do you get guidance? You pray. Some people pray. Some people meditate. They take classes and things that are interesting to them, and that gives them ideas. They explore the things that are of interest to them. Check a book out of the library. Look at what's going on all those PBS channels. They talk to guidance counselors. They talk with friends and family. They even call up and work with intuitive and spiritual consultants like me. But in the end, we all make a decision and we all leap into it. And I'm suggesting that you look at the work that you have today and the work that you might be doing tomorrow or in the future as sacred, as something that helps you have fun in the world, brings joy to your life, brings food and a roof over your head, and brings you to that next experience that you have, whether it's, you know, doing the simple daily tasks of keeping your house clear, to going back to school and getting a degree in something that really intrigues you and may take time. But keep your day job. Negotiate from a position of strength. And know that each no is, with any luck, a step closer to yes for whatever you're looking for. And we'll be back after the break.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the U.S. never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. And we're talking about sacred play and sacred work. So how do the two combine? You know, I have a lot of fun playing with my work as I'm sitting here writing chapters in different books and really enjoying the process. So to me, that's kind of play. In the same way as I came to understand that Beethoven, in creating his music and his musical genius, was play for him, sacred play. And I have seen so many people, clients as well as friends, make really substantial changes in their life by looking at the work they're doing as part of the whole, as part of contributing to the growth of your family, the growth of your neighborhood, your city, your country, and the world coming together and creating things. You know, right now we have this gigantic international culture that allows us to trade with people all over the world. And soon it will also show us how we can bring relief and support to people who have lost their homes and their land to the work of storms and the work of water and the work of wind and the work of other beings on the planet that are also here to make our planet a place that's safe and that lives for all of us. So to everyone who's thinking, and someone asked, how do I choose this job? I have three different job offers and I don't really like any of them. Where should I go? And I'm like, well, where do you want to go? You know, don't hand your power off to someone else. Even someone like me who really is benignly interested in you and wants you to succeed, as all of the Om Times people do. We want all of us to succeed. But don't hand your power away. Look at those three job opportunities. They may not be your perfect one, but which one do you think you could take that might grow your skills and your abilities and your knowledge to the next job? And, you know, so you take it and it doesn't turn out to be exactly right, but it's still there. It's moving forward. You know, nothing we do is always perfect. It's just another step on the road. And it's a place where you can negotiate with your soul on and your own abilities as to what are you going to do next. So if you took that job and you needed to learn something else, then go take a class and learn it. I got an MBA years ago, and I had to take 4 years of math before I even got there because I hadn't had a really good math class in a number of years and not as advanced as I needed. So sometimes you have little goals to meet the big goals, and it's all good. You know, what do you want to do? Why do you want to do it? And what will that mean to you 1 year, 5 years, and 10 years down the line? So also remember, again, the most important thing is hanging on to your power, not letting anything get in the way of that. Yes, you do have to follow orders from your family, from your boss, you know, whatever, wherever the hierarchy is there. If you're, you know, a kid and you're still living with your parents, you have to listen to what your parents say and so on. And it's good to have friends and family that will tell you what they really think, so that can help you continue to grow. Or you can say, well, yeah, I thought about that, but that's not going to work for me, and here's why. Because it shows that we've thought through what's there in front of us. But never, ever, ever let anything or anyone take away your power. So nothing is ever meant to be, ever meant to be. That takes away your power, and it takes away choice, and then what's the point? So choice helps you grow your soul. So I hope that your idea of work gets a boost from thinking about it as being sacred, of finding the joy in those moments, of balancing your checkbook, or knowing that, wow, I've paid the bills this month and now I can relax and I can play with my family, or I can learn a new skill, or I can just, you know, have a glass of wine as the sun sets. Whatever it is, a complete life is what we're here to experience. And I hope that no one goes through some of the stuff that I went through in getting here today, because I lost a lot of years to health and disability. and ill health and disability. I don't want anybody else to suffer that. But even in those moments, I came to continue to work through them and to grow and to get better. And I saw people with similar things around me not get better because I don't know why. Maybe they didn't try. Some of them really didn't try. They just gave up. And I certainly wanted to a number of times. So keep moving forward. And your spiritual team is there to support you emotionally and spiritually, and they're your cheerleaders, right? So let them support you. Just, you know, be very skeptical about their ideas. Like, oh, yeah, I've never yet heard a spirit guide say this. Yeah, toss your day job and just go, you know, live somewhere under the bridge, because that's probably not going to be in your best interest or the best interest of your family. So thank you for joining me today for that. And please, if you have questions, you can email me at robynfritz.com. That's robynfritz.com. And as I say every show, I'm an intuitive and spiritual consultant and certified past life regression specialist. So I offer personal and business intuition, which kind of tapped both those sides for our caller today. Space clearing also tapped into that. Animal communication and mediumship and past life and between life regression and soul clearing. Great things to just really give yourself a boost and help you realize that, yes, your soul has been around before. And maybe there's some things in your previous lifetimes that you can remember, you can learn from, or skills and abilities that you can tap. And we do all that through past life regression and energy healing and soul clearing. So the biggest thing that I think is that we all need to really believe that we are naturally intuitive and naturally healers. And that helps us do whatever we need to do to keep food on the table and enjoy our work, sacred play and sacred work coming together to boost us and to really make our contribution to our families and our countries and the world. And in coming weeks, we're going to talk more about intuition, that intuition isn't spiritual. It isn't, yeah, sure, you get to talk with your spirit guides, but and divas, if some people call them that, and gods and goddesses, which I really didn't know existed till they started showing up. But intuition is not spiritual. Intuition is a very practical thing. It can save your life. It can give you guidance on where you want to go for that sacred play, where you want to go for your sacred work. Intuition is multidimensional. So in the coming weeks, we'll talk about that, how we can access those multidimensional abilities, those skill sets. And remember that all of those things are things that we have to work at. Yes, we're naturally intuitive and we're naturally a healer, but how does that work for each of us? I don't feel energy like some people do anymore, and I was told it's because I work with big things like hurricanes and volcanoes, and the human body simply can't handle that contact. So whatever it is, we'll be talking about that coming up in future shows. And for today, as we wrap up, I want to remind everyone again that I had said I would talk about hurricanes, and I have, in both Facebook Live through Om Times Magazine and through this radio show. And I've heard from people in the last week or so who have listened to the show on hurricanes do understand these are beings. They are alive like we are. Their jobs are to cleanse the land and sea and the waters that they move over and bless them on their way right through and to the end, and let them do the job that they need to do. It looks hard to us, but it's there to keep the planet alive. And so some quick announcements. Next week, on Thursday, September 21st at 11 Pacific time, I'm offering a webinar at the Experts Platform on Resolve Grief and Connect with Your Dead. So we'll talk about what really happens in the afterlife, how we can connect with our deceased loved ones, human and animal, And you'll leave with a feeling that you've connected with them, with a little ritual that you can do on your own. And there may be some of your dead that we will connect with during that webinar. You can find that and all my future webinars and current ones that are up for viewing at experts.omtimes.com/RobynFritz, RobynFritz. So as we close today, our United States, I know this is an international show, but I'm an American, and we've been through a lot here in the United States this last month. Those of us in Washington and Oregon have literally experienced ash falling out of the sky from wildfires. So we've all seen something, experienced something, or watched our friends and fellow citizens going through things. So let's just offer some energy healing to the world around us, to our neighbors, to the systems, the wildfires, the hurricanes, the winds, and the waters, by crossing your hands on your heart and breathing into your heart that healthy energy that is the DNA of the universe, breathing into your palms and just holding your palms out and letting that energy, which is sentient, go wherever it feels it needs to go to support this beautiful planet and her conscious evolving ways of going about growing. And then cross your hands on your heart. Breathe that energy into your heart. Breathe into the palms of your hands and back on your heart again, giving yourself that boost, that desire to go explore sacred play and sacred work. And we'll see you back here next week at 2 Pacific time. Thank you for joining me today. Goodbye.